Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Mr. Whitaker, don't you think it's silly to spend all your spare time and even time you can't spare reading superhero comics?
So I like superheroes. What's wrong with that?
I would never get caught up in hero worship.
You both are going on a new Imagination Station adventure to meet one of the greatest heroes of the Bible, David.
I am Joab, general of King David's army.
David? Where is he?
He's back in Jerusalem.
So this ceremony isn't for the king?
No, it's for the prince. Prince Absalom.
Greetings, my friends.
That is the most amazingly handsome man I have ever seen!
Jerusalem is still my home, where I belong, where I need to be to carry out my plans.
What plans?
Plans to help Israel return to the law, to help my father see the error of his ways. And you can help me, Olivia, if you so desire.
Yes, of course I do.
My friends, today is the day. Once we're in Hebron, you are to proclaim, Absalom is king in Hebron. The time has come for a new king in Israel.
A new king? I've got to find Joab.
Matthew?
Olivia, you should come with me.
I'm going with Absalom to Hebron.
My lord, the hearts of the men of Israel are with the prince.
We must leave. Now. Spread the word. All who are loyal to David, abandon Jerusalem. Retreat! Retreat!
Olivia.
Watch out!
Whoa!
This canyon is really loose.
The rocks didn't fall by themselves.
Up there! He did it!
Get out of Israel, David, son of Jesse! You man of bloodshed! The Lord has repaid you all the blood you shed in the house of Saul, in whose place you were crowned! And now the Lord has given the kingdom into the hands of your son Absalom!
Who is that guy?
Shimei, of the house of Saul. He's a loon and a coward for keeping to the cliff above us.
Joab, who is among our number?
Our numbers increase with each mile. Mighty 600 men from Gath are with us, along with the Heratites, the Pelatites, and the Gittites.
My king, King David!
Hushai, my old friend.
I'm sorry. I'm so late to join you. It was difficult getting out of Jerusalem. I come to serve at your side.
Thank you, my friend. You know how I value your counsel. You are most welcome. Wait.
My liege?
I have a better idea. I know you have just arrived, but I want you to go back.
Back?
Yes. Achitophel has betrayed me for Absalom. Go back to Absalom. Pretend to be his trusted counselor and thwart the counsel of Achitophel. Will you do this for me?
I will, my king. A most excellent plan. I leave at once.
Mr. Hushai.
What is it, young man?
I'm Matthew, aide to General Joab. I have a sister, Olivia. She's with Absalom.
Oh, unfortunate.
Could you possibly send word back to me that she's okay? Maybe even give her a message that I'm worried about her? She's a good person, just a little mixed up right now because of Absalom.
I will do what I can. Now I must go.
Get out of Israel, David, son of Jesse! Your own evil has come upon you, old man of bloodshed!
Sire, let me send someone up and cut off that dead dog's head.
No, leave him alone. I deserve his curses. And perhaps they are from the Lord. Or perhaps God will look down upon me and return good for those curses instead.
This is weird. Weird, 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 weird.
Ah, fair Olivia, maiden of Israel.
Hi, Prince Absalom.
King Absalom now.
Right. King Absalom.
You look unhappy, my dear. And I want no unhappy faces in my palace. What's bothering you?
Oh, nothing.
Now. I know an unhappy face when I see one. What is it?
It's just that all of this isn't quite what I expected.
What did you expect?
Well, for one thing, I didn't know you wanted to take over the throne. I thought you wanted to be a judge in Israel, to return it to the law.
Yes, I know, but Achitophel told me, what was it you said, Achitophel? About me being king instead of a judge.
The king is the highest judge in the land, so why not be both?
That's right, what he said. It has all worked out, and now I am king and judge.
You've been doing whatever Achitophel says a lot.
And why not? Achitophel is one of the smartest men in the kingdom. Even my father thinks so. Name someone who can give better advice.
Hushai the Archite.
Hushai?
Long live the king.
What are you doing here?
I come to serve my king.
Is this loyalty? You are David's man.
I serve whomever the Lord and the people of Israel have chosen. As I have served in your father's presence, so I will be in yours.
We shall see. We shall see. Achitophel, advise me. What shall we do next?
I have pondered this question greatly, my king, and I'm convinced that we should strike while the iron is hot. Let me choose 12,000 men and immediately pursue David and his company. They are bound to be exhausted after their journey and could be easily overtaken and defeated. We can kill them all!
Wait a minute! Kill everyone? My brother Matthew is with David!
Quiet, Olivia. Hushai, what say you?
I am sorry, my liege, but I cannot endorse Ahitophel's plan. It's flawed.
Flawed how?
Oh, king, you know your father and his men are mighty and fierce, like a mother bear guarding her cubs. Your father is an expert in warfare. He probably already has hidden himself in the caves. He will take you by surprise, and when he does, even the bravest will completely lose heart.
I see. And what do you suggest we do instead?
Wait until all Israel is gathered to you, until your army is numerous as the sand of the sea. Then you should personally lead them into glorious battle. Everyone will follow you, and we will find David and fall on him like rain from the sky. Whether in the city or country, we will find David and crush him.
Wise counsel indeed.
No! You must not go into battle, my king. You're too valuable.
That's the argument the people used on David. And look where it got him.
David is nothing. I alone will strike him down and bring him back to the people and to you, great Absalom. And when the people see that, they will then return and all will be at peace.
You? Alone? Not the king's majesty? You would rob King Absalom of his glory?
No, I didn't mean that. I meant that I would do it for his glory.
Sounds very much like you want the glory for yourself.
My liege, I only meant that...
Enough! We will go with Hushai's plan. Summon my general Amasa. Come, Hushai. You and the general and I shall make plans for battle.
Wait! You can't kill my brother!
Can't! I am king! I shall do as I please.
But Absalom...
King Absalom, child! Do not test my patience further, or you too shall feel my wrath. Hushai, come!
What did I ever see in him? Wow, you think you know someone. I should get out of here and try and find Matthew. As if I even knew where to look. Who is it?
Greetings.
Hushai? What are you...
Are you the Olivia who has a brother in King David's camp?
Yes, come in.
Your brother sends his greetings and hopes you are well. He is also concerned about you.
Really? Thank you.
I couldn't help noticing your reaction when Absalom snapped at you earlier.
Have his charms lost their appeal for you?
Oh, after what I saw today, let's just say he's definitely not the guy I thought he was.
I see. Olivia, I need your help, and I hope I can trust you.
Help with what?
I was sent here by King David to make foolish Ahitophel's counsel.
You mean give Absalom bad advice?
Yes, and more. I'm also here to gather information about what's going on and send it back to David. Earlier today, I sent such information to two of his men, Ahimaaz and Jonathan. But I've learned that they were spotted, and now Absalom's general, Amasa, is gathering troops to capture them. I need you to get to them first and warn them so they can get away.
How am I supposed to find Ahimaaz and Jonathan?
You won't have to. I know where they are. The house of a man in Baharum. The house has a well in front of it. And Ahimaaz and Jonathan were to stop there for supplies. Will you do it? Will you go?
Yes, I'll do it.
Matthew said you are a good person.
He did?
We haven't much time. Now, make ready.
Right. There's the well. This must be the place. Hello? Anyone here?
What do you want?
Hushai sent me. I need to talk to Ahimaaz and Jonathan. It's very important.
There is no one here by those names.
Olivia?
Matthew!
It's all right, Hadassah. She's my sister.
You said she's with Absalom.
Not anymore, I'm not. Matthew, you're limping.
Yeah, I sprained my ankle.
What are you doing here?
I came with Ahimaaz and Jonathan. We're all messengers, and well, I was hoping I could find you somehow. And here you are.
Yeah. Look, we don't have much time. Absalom knows about you.
What? How?
You were spotted. He's sending his soldiers after you. You all have to get out of here. Now.
It's too late. I see their torches. You brought them here, traitor.
No, I didn't. I'm trying to help you.
Quick, get in the well.
What? I'm not getting in there.
It's where Ahimaaz and Jonathan are hiding. If Absalom's men see you here, they'll know you're spying. There are runs down the side, see?
What about you?
I can't climb down with this ankle. Don't worry. I'll hide up here. Get in.
But, Matthew...
Do it now.
All right.
Man. Guys, this is my sister, Olivia.
Hide yourself, Matthew.
Right.
I'm Jonathan.
Ahimaaz.
Yeah. Hi.
You, woman! Where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan?
Who?
Don't play games with me. David's men. I know they're here.
Well, whoever told you that was wrong. They're not here. They crossed the brook hours ago.
Search the house!
This water is cold.
Shh!
Oh.
Come here, you.
Hey! Easy! Hi there.
Who are you?
Nobody, really.
He was armed with these.
A quiver of darts. I know these. This is Joab's mark.
It is? What do you know?
Where are the others?
What others?
Do not play the fool with me, boy!
Ow, my ear! They're gone, okay?
There's no one else on the ground, General.
Like I said.
They may be gone, but we still have you two. Take them to Absalom!
Come on, you!
They're going. Praise God!
But Matthew...
Hushai's message is not to stay here at the fords, but to cross over and leave.
Otherwise, Absalom will come after us and destroy us all.
Give the order to break camp. We'll cross the fords and go into the wilderness at once.
Yes, my king.
What about Matthew? Someone needs to go back and rescue him.
My liege, I'd like permission to take a small force and do it.
No, it's too risky.
Risky? For whom, sire? Us or Absalom?
You go too far, Joab.
Even now, after all he's done... You don't want anything to happen to him?
Enough! Olivia, I'm sorry about Matthew.
Sorry? That's it? I can't believe it. This is the guy Matthew thinks is a hero?
Take care. He is the Lord's anointed. But Absalom is not. And if he harms one hair of Matthew's head, I vow to make him pay.
You let them get away? Incompetence! I'm surrounded by incompetence! Where's Hushai? Someone find Achitofel!
Sire, not everyone got away. We captured the maidservant and this boy.
Matthew, Olivia's brother. And she's gone too?
She's with David now, the real king.
Traded her for yourself, huh?
Not really, but I'm glad she's with David.
Why is that?
He's gathered a huge force, including his mighty men. You have no chance, oh great hare.
Message for the general.
Here.
What is it, Amasa?
David and his army have crossed the fords and are encamping on the far side of the forest of Ephraim.
Find Hushai! And where is Achitofel?
Sire!
What is it?
Achitofel is dead!
What?
I just came from his home. He is gone!
How?
By his own hand.
This can't be happening.
Sire.
Why is this happening?
Sire!
What?!
We must take action.
Yes. Yes! Achitofel was right. There's not a moment to lose. Muster our forces, General. We march after David at first light.
Yes, O King.
And may the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if I leave anyone in David's camp alive.
I just told you Olivia's with David now.
I wish it were otherwise, but she made her choice. I will show everyone that there is a king in Israel. To war!
Joab, Abishai, Ittai.
Sire.
You are my commanders, but I should go out with you.
May it never be, sire. You are worth 10,000 of us.
I agree. It would be better for you to help us from here in Mahanim.
Very well. But I charge you three to deal gently with the young man Absalom for my sake.
Yes, sire.
I will, my lord.
Joab?
If possible.
Joab?
Yes, Olivia?
Please watch out for Matthew, too.
If possible.
Bless you, my soldiers, my friends, my brothers. The Lord protect and keep you, and may he bring us victory this day.
Matthew.
Olivia, come and sit with me. We will await news of the battle together.
Yes, sire. Why did you do it?
Do what?
Why did you have Uriah killed just so you could steal his wife?
A moment of weakness. Wretched wickedness. That's why all of this is happening. I committed grievous sins and thought I got away with them. I can still see the prophet Nathan pointing at me. You are the man, he said. I knew at that moment that I hadn't gotten away with anything after all. My sin had found me out. I begged God for forgiveness, and Nathan told me God had forgiven me my sins, but would not take away the circumstances they had set in motion. The sword would never leave my house, and no matter how hard I tried, it hasn't.
Report. What's happening?
The battle's not going well for us. We've lost 20,000 men. We're nearly surrounded. We have to get out of here.
Coward!
I told you you didn't stand a chance.
My father's army is too savvy, too well trained.
General Joab, here's Absalom.
Where's my mule? There! Be still, beast!
Hey! What about me? At least untie me!
Untie yourself! Move, mule! Not that way! Not the trees! My hair! It's stuck! I can't breathe! No, mule, stop! Stop! Please, Matthew, help me!
My hands are tied, literally.
General, over here!
Now there's a sight, a gorgeous sight! The traitor dangling by his hair from a tree!
Joab!
Matthew! Oh, I'm glad you're all right.
I'd be a lot better if you cut these ropes.
Yes, of course.
Much better. Thanks.
Certainly.
The day is ours, General.
Not quite yet. Dispatch the traitor Absalom.
No, Joah. Joah, please, please.
No, sir.
I'll give you 10 pieces of silver to do it.
I would not touch the king's son for 1,000 pieces of silver. For everyone heard the king charge you to protect Absalom for the king's sake.
Fool. You won't do it.
No, no, please, Joah. I beg you. Mercy, please.
When are we going to hear something?
You must be patient, Olivia. But I admit, I am anxious, too.
Sire, a runner approaches.
I hope it's good news.
Let my lord the king receive good news, for the Lord has freed you this day from the hand who rose up against you.
Is it well with the young man Absalom?
Let the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up against you for evil be as that young man.
Oh. Oh, no. No.
Does that mean Absalom is...
Oh, my son. Absalom. My son. My son. Would I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom. My son. My son.
Oh, Absalom.
No.
Olivia?
Mr. Whittaker. What happened?
The adventure's over.
Olivia! Matthew! Oh, I'm so glad you're safe.
Me too. About you, I mean.
Hey, it's okay if you two want a hug.
Oh, come here.
So, what'd you think?
You really make these things seem real, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, yeah. Such a sad ending, though.
The story of David and Absalom was sad. The tragedy of a child turning against his father, and of a father realizing how he failed his child. But what about the whole issue of heroes and hero worship?
Okay, I totally admit it. I was wrong. It's easy to get caught up in hero worship when you're swayed by a good-looking and charismatic leader. And Absalom was gorgeous.
And what about you, Matthew?
I guess heroes aren't always heroic, are they?
No, they are not. Heroes are human, just like everyone else. There's nothing wrong with admiring and wanting to be like certain people who've done incredible things or have been incredible leaders. But just remember to make room in your understanding of your heroes for their failings, because they are going to fail, sometimes badly, even the godly ones. That's why they, just like everyone else, need the superheroic grace of God and Jesus' superheroic work on the cross.
Yeah, I guess God and Jesus are the only real superheroes, huh?
Well, the only real ones I know of.
You know, there actually was a hero in that adventure I admire a lot.
Yeah?
Who? You.
Me?
At the well, you sacrificed yourself to save us. To save me.
You came and warned us, so you're pretty heroic too.
Thanks, bro.
Back at you, sis.
Hebrews 11 talks about heroes of the Bible, people like Abraham, Sarah, Jacob, Moses, and others who acted in faith when trials came their way. But as inspiring as these men and women were, they were far from perfect. Abraham and Sarah lied multiple times. Jacob cheated his brother and deceived his father, and Moses killed a man. King David is also listed in Hebrews 11, and we heard on today's adventure that he had his share of mistakes, too. At some point, all of our heroes will ultimately let us down, except for one, Jesus. He alone is perfect, and he will never disappoint us. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. David and Absalom was written and directed by Phil Aller, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Kelly Stables, Justin Fellbinger, Brian McNamara, Pej Vedat, Matt Hurwitz, Keith Ferguson, Charlie Coons, and Kelsey Lansdowne. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.